Hadar and Guni cults squabble about is whether Hadar and Kadi are separate deities or just one with two faces.
I love it. I bet people get killed over it, and priests look at me weird when I say I can't take them seriously. One Eye, you figure I'm guessing right when I think our buddy here is helping himself by trying to weasel out of a debt. One Eye chuckled. I figure he plans to be the next Shadar boss. I had Frog Face go straight at him. He did not blush. He admitted he was the most likely successor to Gojarindi Goj. In that case, I don't figure he's done anything but make the vig. Tell him thanks, but I figure he still owes me. Tell him that if he all of a sudden finds himself boss priest of the Shadar, I'd be real proud if he'd make his people mind and not get too ambitious himself for a year or two. Frogface told him. His grin went away. His lips tightened into a wrinkly little nut, but he bobbed his head. Get him on the road, One Eye. Wouldn't want him getting in trouble with his boss. I went and wakened Goblin. We got priest problems. Character named Gojarindi Goj is sicking assassins on me. Take Mergen, go over to Swan's Dive, dig out his resident priest-hater, have him finger the guy. He needs promoting to a higher plane. It don't have to be spectacular, just unpleasant, like having him shit himself to death. Grumbling, Goblin went to find Mergen. One Eye and Frogface got to watch for would-be assassins. They were professionals, but they were not up to getting past Frogface. There were six of them. I had some of the Gnar, who favored that sort of thing, take them to a public square and impale them. Gojarindi Goj went west a day later. He perished of a sudden dramatic surfeit of boils. The lesson was not lost on anyone. The lesson was, of course, don't get caught. Nobody seemed upset or displeased. The attitude was Goj had placed his bets and taken his chances. But the Radisha did give me some thoughtful looks while we fussed over whether I needed another 1,000 swords, and especially if I needed the 100 tons of charcoal I had requisitioned. Actually, we were to the games-playing stage already. I asked for 100 tons, knowing I wanted 10, figuring to groan and gripe and give in and get more of the arms. The recruits were providing their own kit. The arms I most wanted, financed by the state, were pieces that could not be well explained to a civilian. I was having trouble enough convincing Mogaba that wheeled light artillery might be of value. I was not sure it would, myself. That depended on what the enemy did. If they behaved as they had before, artillery would be wasted. But the model was the Jewel City's Legion. Those guys dragged light engines along to knock holes in enemy formations. Oh, fuss. Some things you just settle by saying, I'm the boss, and you'll do it my way. Mogaba did not mind. 17 days to go, estimated. Lady visited me. I asked her, will you be ready? I'm almost ready now. One positive report amongst the hundreds. You brighten my life. She gave me a funny look.
I've seen Shifter. He's been across the river.
One Eye and Goblin, in their capacities as spy masters, had had little luck, mostly because the main was just plain uncrossable. They had no lack of volunteers. As for cleaning up the Shadow Master's agents in Taglios, that had not taken them 10 days. A bunch of little brown guys had bitten